And my dad gave me away to private people. It's, I think it's 4 days old.
4 years old. Mm-hmm. And you don't remember anything about your grandparents?
No, sir.
Well, who were the people you lived with?
My uncle Doc Sally, his wife.
Mm-hmm. And what did they do?
Farm.
They're for farmers. Uh-huh. Did they go to school? Or?
No, so they never had no school. Uh-huh.
Okay, and your wife, is she living?
My first wife is dead.
Mm-hmm.
She died 19... What day did your mother die?
I don't know what day mama died on. She was, died the second day of March in 1937.
37.
How come you're doing this? What is this for?
This is for... we're trying to write a history of old-time speech before these terms die out entirely. And what we're doing is asking retired people. They have to be over 65, and they should have lived in the same county most of their lives, or the same region. And what we're trying to do is get some of these old terms before they just disappear. You know, we all start to talk alike when we listen to television and radio, and it's really the only the older people who really have the terms. Matter of fact, Mr. maybe not old enough.
You want to see it? So it used to be you didn't get the schooling enough to know how to talk. How to use the language, but,
Well, I'm not interested in what is correct. I'm really interested in how people used to speak, you know, whether how they used to name things and talk amongst themselves. I'm not really here to try to sell anything or try to give the idea
no,
that...
No, I just wondering what this was for.
I was really myself.
Trying to write a history of the way that language was used in America before we all started to talk alike.
I mean, you go around to all old people.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
White people, do you?
Pardon me?
You don't check white people, do you?
Yes, both white and colored people.
And you're from Ohio?
Yes, that's right. That's my home. I've been working out of Atlanta on this project. We finished North Georgia, and now we're trying to finish up South Georgia before school starts. It's going to take some doing. It's going to be a schedule.
Well, I never had no school, and they put me to farm, and I was 9 years old.
Oh.
Cut out of farm.
Kept you busy, huh?
I've had a job every day of my life, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've not spent no hour of time.
Your first wife then died in 37, and were you married?
I'm married again. And I stayed with that 10 years.
10 years? And what was her religion, your second wife?
Baptist.
Is she Baptist? Mm-hmm. And did she work out or was she a housewife?
She was farming, running a four-horse farm, yeah. About a five. Mm-hmm. She worked in the farm when she felt like it, and when she didn't, she stayed to
the house. Uh-huh. And, her, did she go to school, or?
She didn't have no learning, and she went to school, she didn't learn, so she couldn't.